don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, January 28th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Interesting story that I found where they did the statistical analysis of people moving into states, people moving out of states. 50 states in the country, Michigan is in the bottom half of being in the worst direction of people, more people moving out of the state than moving into the state. Coming in ranked at number 30 out of 50. Inbound percentage, people coming into the state, 41.6%. Those leaving, 58.4. Basically a 17-point deficit of people leaving versus people coming. Despite having the reputation as being the hub of the American auto industry, Michigan is experiencing a net loss of residents. Nearly half of the newcomers cite their desire to be closer to family. They're coming back home. Most of these people moving back, young people, wanting to be closer to their mom and dad, grandparents, aunts and uncles, basically moving back to be closer to family. A third, one third of those leaving the state are in search of better job prospects. Causing the problems, high auto insurance rates driven by Michigan's unique no-fault system contributes to residents' financial burdens as well as high taxes and being overregulated. It's right in the story. Every single thing we've been talking about on this show for now well over a decade. Here's the other problem. Treacherous winter driving conditions, mostly accompanied by icy roads. Well, it's playing a role in the deficit moving because many people are seeking sunnier, safer climates. Michigan winters are only appealing if you're a fan of winter sports. In constant gray skies, kind of similar to what we have out there today. These other states that are gaining population, North Carolina, inbound coming into North Carolina, 60.1%. Those leaving, 39.9%. They have a moderate climate, low property taxes, affordable real estate. A median home value just north of $280,000, the state continues to attract more inbound than outbound movers. Texas, many other southern states analyzed in this list. Michigan, based on its current decline, are saying by 2030, which is just 5 years from now, we will have such a low population that the state will be forced to reduce its budget and shut down many governmental services. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I've raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party state chairman.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is an interesting story that I've been monitoring for a couple of weeks now down in Lansing. And I knew it was coming, but I didn't expect it to break this soon. U.S. Senator Gary Peters announced a about an hour ago, he will not be running for re-election in 2026. U.S. Senator Gary Peters, according to the Detroit News and a YouTube video he published explaining his decision, Peters made it clear that after three terms in the House and two in the Senate, he will not seek another term. But it doesn't mean that he's retiring. He said in the video that a career in public service is not meant to last forever, and that he's ready to start the next chapter in his life. This means in 2 years, U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin will be Michigan's senior senator with just 2 years into her first term. Well, guess what? Kind of interesting that he announced it this early. And this early, sending a message that basically, if you're going to run for Senate, you need to make a decision and you need to make it quickly. People are going to be announcing, and if you want to be a part of it, you better throw your hat into the ring early. Now, it's kind of interesting. I spoke with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell last night. She is being looked at, considered for some positions within the Donald Trump's cabinet. I'm sure she wouldn't mind me telling you guys this. And said that she even looks forward to coming on the show and giving us an update once whatever position she's asked to fill, she does take and goes to work with Donald Trump and his administration. Well, I asked her specifically about running for the U.S. Senate in 2026 against Gary Peters. Well, this breaking news story just made that decision, I think, a whole lot easier. So I'm going to take a picture of this and I'm going to send it to her cell phone and get her reaction. But it's kind of interesting. Just spoke with her last night, and here he makes this announcement, according to the Detroit News and a video that he posted on his YouTube channel. One thing we talked about is with Michigan being basically 50-50 split between Democrats and Republicans, isn't it only fair or right that Michigan would have a Democrat senator as well as a Republican? I think that's somewhat reasonable, but we'll have to wait and see. Depending on who runs, depending on how much money is raised, depending on how they get out early in front of the crowd, is going to be very interesting. And I'm wondering how many of these other people who ran, for example, Mike Rogers, no, he's not coming back. He got spanked by Slotkin, and I think he's enjoying his time in Florida. And others that ran, Justin Amash, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, Sandy Pensler, and the others that attempted to run and dropped out. And I think the process is going to be expedited. I think this is going to be something that happens quickly, where these people announce. Let's see, I got a text message coming in right now. Good, I'm glad Gary Peters is gone. Obviously, he announced it because of Donald Trump winning the White House. He does not want to be part of the process any longer, especially since they're in the minority. Pretty interesting. Well, we'll see. We'll see who jumps in. We'll see who announces. Once you announce, you have to form your campaign committee. Get things going. It's going to be pretty interesting. Now, One other thing I think is pretty somewhat an indication as to what's going on in Lansing. The process that law enforcement and state governments are going to be forced to deal with is Donald Trump's immigration enforcement. Well, one of the things that are carrying this discussion, and we talked about it in the previous story, is the industries, agriculture, and restaurant hospitality. Well, now, these two industries are beginning to watch the deportations closely, and they came out with a press release roughly 23 minutes ago. Some Michigan industries could feel even a larger workforce shortage if President Donald Trump follows through on pushing immigration and customs enforcement officials to arrest and deport 12 to 1,500 undocumented immigrants every single day. According to the Michigan Farm Bureau National Legislative Council, John Cran said many farmers are already on the brink of collapse or have already gone under because of the current labor shortage. Many Michigan agricultural farms rely heavily on migrant workers. Nearly everyone agrees that our system of immigration needs to be fixed, but we must ensure vital systems like farming, food processing, distributing and providing food services are not harmed by these unintended consequences. He said the only option for labor available to farmers are those provided by the H-2A guest worker programs. But that itself has reached a cost outside of most farmers' ranges. Department of Agriculture lays out the costs, factoring in also then housing costs. Our farmers have been asking for help from Congress for years to modernize this program, and we need both sides of the aisle to work together on long-term legislative solutions. Well, talking on a national syndicated news show, speaking on CBS Mornings, a national TV news show, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was asked if Michigan was planning to assist President Donald Trump in deporting undocumented immigrants. Her answer, we do have a problem at our southern border and in Michigan. I've sent my National Guard to help with surveillance under both Biden and now Trump's administration. But we also need to treat people with dignity and follow the law. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDARD, spokesperson Lindsay Muckamel, said the department was currently reviewing the president's executive orders. Overnight spending by visitors to the state was at $23 billion in 2023, according to the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. This was done as part of their tourism report. Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association President Justin Winslow said the association was monitoring the immigration enforcement situation and preparing their members for whatever may rise. Many high-traffic tourist spots, especially in northern Michigan, rely on the H-2A guest worker program for staffing needs during the summer months. Winslow went on to say, we are collaborating with our partners at the National Restaurant Association, as well as the American Hotel and Lodging Association, to ensure that any new enforcement efforts do not disrupt temporary visas that many of our northern Michigan operators rely on during Michigan peaks tourist seasons, which is what we're struggling with in basically having to deal with. So, if you connect the dots between agriculture and restaurant hospitality industries, especially here in our listening area, you can see why it's so important that something happens before February 21st. However, I agree with Ian Murphy. Whitmer is AOL. She's gone. She's speaking on CBS Mornings news show, national news show, as opposed to dealing with the problems here in Michigan. Why? She is a lame duck governor. The Republicans took back the House. Matt Hall is absolutely slamming out new rules, new committee ways of doing things in Lansing. And she's not going to, obviously, be able to work with them. She says she wants to, but where's the proof? Meanwhile, the Senate, with only a two-seat majority, they can't get immediate effect. So anything they do pass isn't going to take effect until 90 days after this legislative session ends in December. Almost a year from now. So basically, anything they do in the Senate, if the House decides to take it up and vote for it, isn't going to take effect until April of next year. She sees the writing on the wall. She sees that basically her trifecta is gone. And with Donald Trump imposing these executive orders, it's going to greatly impact the state of Michigan. Here's her problem. This is the bottom line. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has put all her eggs in one basket. Electric vehicles. Anything to do with battery plants, anything to do with electric vehicles, anything to do with that form of the auto industry. Donald Trump has already said, I'm eliminating the electric vehicle mandates. I am done with the green new scam. We are going back to drill, baby, drill. We are going to push combustion engines, hybrids even. He likes those. But as far as all electric vehicles, it's over. And that's what Gretchen Whitmer completely hung her hat on. Not good. And as a result, we have a problem. Declining population. High insurance rates, high taxes, overregulated, and a governor who's not even here in the state of Michigan. Already campaigning for Democratic nomination to be president in 2028. Something I think is far-fetched. Because when Donald Trump's policies start to kick in and the economy starts doing what it's going to do, folks, I think J.D. Vance will be the next president for 8 years after Donald Trump. Bottom of the hour news break. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My